Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fifth. The DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kelvin Moore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Codiroli. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, John Castano. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Fado. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Albert Williams. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball four. Gross moves to second. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon takes first base on ball four. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almon. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Almon steals second. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to third. Castano moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is called out on strikes. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Castano scores. Ward moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gross strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Kearney and he is out, Almon applying the tag. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0 for 1 in the game. Kearney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. 2 outs. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 0 for 1 in the game. Fado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bush moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Davis reaches second base with a double. Phillips scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson scores. Davis moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Murphy moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Almon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward is hit by the pitch. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Ward goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3 Athletics. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive towards third. Gross reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher now playing right field. Tom Brunansky now playing center field. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-2 in the game. Kearney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Athletics. Pete Filson now pitching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Henderson trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bush hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Bush reaches second base with a double. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips misplays the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Bush scores. Fado moves all the way to home. It's 7-5, Athletics. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Laudner moves to second. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips misplays the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Laudner moves to third. Hatcher moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Filson covering, for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Burrows hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bush hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-3 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Lysander now pitching. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kearney strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Davey Lopez now playing second base. Tony Phillips now playing shortstop. Steve McCaddy now pitching. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fado hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Engel pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Engel now catching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Len Whitehouse now pitching. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Engel and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Engel fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Engel and he is safe. Davis steals second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Engel and he is safe. Davis steals third. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gross strikes out. The throw from Engel to pick off Davis, and they've got Davis picked off. The throw back to Engel and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Hancock now playing right field. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-4 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bush hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hancock. Bush reaches second base with a double. Gaetti scores. It's 7-6, Athletics. Darryl Brown pinch runs for Randy Bush. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-4 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.